Welcome back to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's political commentary.
You're like that elusive snapper, Dr. Bryce Edwards, you know, when you go, have I got a fish on the line? Have I got a fish? Yeah, I've got a fish. Whoa, there we are. So there we are. We thought we didn't have you there, but we've got you. What a week for you, eh? What a week for you it's been. Remember that time? Oh. Remember that time before the election, Dr. Bryce Edwards, when I said to you, oh, a lot of gas in the tank. There's going to be this. This is all. It's all on. Remember, and you thought it was going to be an easy year? No. No, Bryce.
Yeah, I was wrong. You were right, Mikey. this is actually the craziest thing to happen in politics in, I don't know, decades. I mean, it's not as big as Jacinda Mania last year in terms of positivity and, you know, big changes in support for a political party. Because remember, Labour Party jumped up about 20% in one poll, whereas we had a poll out the other day and hardly anything had changed. No one really had shifted
weird,
around.
Hey? Although that poll was taken sort of over the week it happened from before it happened into the we spoke on the project, didn't we? When just as it broke, sort of thing, and it was there was a lot to take in at that stage, but there's a lot to take in now. Run us through it, Bryce. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think most of us have still got our mouths open, sort of just thinking about it. Yes, so you're right. We're trying to work out what it all means, whether to change our vote in some way or another. But you know, right from the start, this has been, in my view, a split in the party over very little apart from, you know, naked ambition and personalities, but it's triggered off so many huge issues, you know, around political donations and the influence of money on politics, Chinese, you know, state influence potentially.
Well, you know, why the reason why people donate for a start, you know?
So influencing policy with money. And then, of course, we've got all the issues around MP behaviour, what we expect, dirty politics, the fact that there's all this attacking going on between the two different sides. There's probably many sides to this. And, of course, how we deal with sexual impropriety or, you know, what goes on beneath the bed sheets, as they keep saying. And do we report on it as the media and political commentators? And, oh, there's probably more things as well.
Mental health.
Oh, mental health, huge.
Yeah.
And leadership, you know, has Simon Bridges handled this well? Can he survive? So, you know, just one of those issues would be enough to keep us talking for the next 10 minutes. But you know, putting them all together, just, I think everyone keeps on saying this is a cluster something. So it's like a mega scandal, really, all these different fronts, all these different sides to, you know, talk about. And I think we will be talking about it for many months to come. Some of these issues are kind of just salacious and, you know, kind of colourful and interesting, like a train wreck. Other elements of it are really meaningful about democracy. And
Which ones are the meaningful ones then? Because I think there should be a national party. I think there should be. I don't like the national party. I probably won't ever vote for the national party, but I think there should be one. But I was wondering why I was so sort of, I felt so smug about the whole thing at one stage, and it wasn't because of that it was the National Party getting it. It was a type of person and a type of attitude that was finally getting its comeuppance, for me anyway. You know, it was like, hey, if you're going to lie about it, look, you got caught. Ha, ha, ha. Look, and if you did that, if you're going to talk down to people, well, suck then. Look what happens. Look, if you're going to try and boss people around, look what happens. It's a type of person in our society that I think got their comeuppance. We've been in this as well. But what are the important things to you that you think we as voters should be noticing? Because I did say yesterday on the radio, I was asking people, what would it take to get people to say, no, I'm not going to vote national again?
Yeah, I mean, deception, I think, is the big one. And politics has always been about deception, but, you know, it changes, you know, depending on what sort of politicians you've got in there, how much deception you've got, the magnitude of it. But, you know, there's dirty politics definitely at play here. And that's what we have in the Nicky Hager book back in 2014.
And the Hollow Men before that.
And the Hollow Men before that, exactly. And that should have been a wake-up call, I think, for New Zealand politics and for the National Party. But basically, after Dirty Politics came out, a lot of the National Party circled the wagons and they just said, no, this is untrue, there's nothing wrong happening in our party, and there were no consequences for some of the people involved. And so it kept on festering. And really what we've seen is this festering sore has kind of become, I don't know, more infected.
It's turned into a carbuncle and burst all over everyone.
Yes, exactly. And so I think actually national the silver lining for National is that this will finally allow them to clean up and clear out some of the dirtiness. And they'll probably be stronger for it. National will be, you know, might actually return to being a good old-fashioned conservative party rather than a sort of nasty, you know, or a party with nasty elements of
politics. Do you think that there are politicians in there? It's like if you assume that, say, that culture has gone on since pre-John Key, okay, so say the Hollow Men, you know, let's say about around that time, is it possible that there's anyone in the National Party who knows how to do it any other way?
That's the problem with that sort of cultural contagion, that when you get a party and a party system, because I do think this is bigger than National, to be honest, that only people that enter into politics are those with either really thick skins or those that enjoy the stuff. And, you know, so if these parties are full of people that enjoy this stuff, then, it's going to be hard to clean it out. But, I mean, National certainly has had a huge shake-up. Now, the people inside are really rattled about this. They are not just saying nothing to see here. Well, I don't think they really believe there's nothing to see here. And they do want to clean up, I think. And,
it started out as that, though, didn't it? It started out of, oh, this actually might be quite good for Simon's leadership, actually. No.
Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah. Jesus. I mean, it's a roller coaster of a ride, and it's hard to see how it keeps changing from day to day. But Simon Bridges is still standing, and he survived this, and I don't know how much longer he can survive if we keep on getting corrosive leaks from Emily Ross about, you know, recordings and things he said. But there is some chance that he will come out of this stronger, I think, because also it's got people looking at who else would be better than Bridges, and that conversation has gone very it hasn't been a long conversation, because you've got Judith Collins. I think she's been worse affected by the scandal, to be honest, even though she's not the one.
Yes, isn't that strange? Like it almost she's almost sort of tainted by it, isn't she? She's like as though as everyone's like, well, you'd be the type of person to cause all this.
That's right. So it's kind of this paradox going on where I think within National, she's actually become less popular over the last week because people associate her with all this Jamie Lee Ross, Simon Lusk, and Cameron Slater stuff.
Overnight, that's some interesting stuff happened with, it's sort of come to the surface a wee bit about Simon Lusk and dirty old Cameron Slater.
Oh, I'm not sure I'm aware of this, but involved in the Jamie Lee Ross camp. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, so they're in Jamie Lee Ross's camp, and that's Cameron Slater is sort of like a mouthpiece for Jamie Lee Ross at the moment.
Yeah,
I believe.
And they're helping him now that he needs friends and people looking after him. So I think they're both giving him, they have been giving him strategic advice, and now they're giving him, I think, a lot of personal help. So
what's the deal with Simon Lusk?
Well, he's a really interesting character. He's the ultimate practitioner of the dark arts of politics. So he has trained himself up in knowing all the most nasty, most aggressive, negative ways to operate in politics and how to... he calls it slitting throats. And he says, there's nothing more I like than slitting throats, which he means, metaphorically, about the other opponents. And so he hires... He's a hitman. He's a political hitman. He goes out and, for money, carries out campaigns, gets his clients elected, gets their opponents taken out.
Right. Interesting.
So, pretty dark stuff.
It's been an interesting period because as things have escalated over day by day quite dramatically, and usually just to reference a text that's come in here, which I was going to mention the PR companies as well. You know, this is somebody said, could you link dirty politics with the Crosby Texter influence? And that's what I wanted to ask you. I wanted to ask you about there's moments where because there's a lot of PR people involved. I heard Michelle Bogue overcompensating totally on the first day, like just shush sort of thing.
But
are they in a new place? I mean, this they have to be very careful how they spin this stuff, don't they? But there will be spinning going on.
Oh, I think on all sides. And politics, modern politics, is all about PR professionals, spin doctors. They're all advising all the political parties. Parties don't really have mass memberships in the way that they used to. They don't have activists. that are, you know, and elected officials that are making a lot of these decisions. They have either the PR agencies, the think tanks, the spin doctors in Parliament that are, you know, doing the market research, you know, the focus groups, the opinion polls, working out how can we, you know, gain from this situation, how can we, you know, best take out our opponent. And yes, they're working for the political parties, no doubt. And they're kind of, you know, somewhat amoral. They hide guns.
Oh, absolutely. Totally. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. Especially the ones that have been working for the National Party in the past. Yeah. They're some real, real dirty bastards.
Yeah, and so that's what modern... Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's very repugnant stuff. But I'm not so sure that the other political parties are... I mean, maybe they're less nasty in some ways. I don't know. But they still operate in the same ways of having these PR professionals. It's the professionalisation of politics. It's taken out the heart and soul of it all, and it's put in people who know how to sell, you know, chocolate bars, and know how to, you know, create reputations, ruin reputations. They're the ones running the political party strategies.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, I guess the reason I brought up Crosby Texter is because they've in the past been responsible for some pretty low and underhand manoeuvres, but that's not going to wash anymore, you know, because the microscope's on, isn't it? So there's going to have to be some new sort of bright and shiny, honest techniques out there for spinning.
That's one of the positive things that came out of this whole scandal, and you know, there's a lot, especially just lifting the lid on some of, you know, the sexual harassment and lots of dodgy stuff going on. But it means that the public, I think, have hardened up and don't like all of this
this
nastiness. Yep. And so, yes, that negative attack politics will kind of have less purchase, less sort of resonance with people than it used to. So that could be a good thing.
Let's move on to the government. The government was just under saying yesterday that there'll be no new fuel tax under her while she's the Prime Minister.
Yeah, they had to do that. Because the petrol prices issue really is hurting the government, because a lot of, you know, people won't shift their votes on the basis of Jamie Lee Ross and, you know, Claire Curran scandals and Meka Whaitiri, but they do get pissed off about the cost of living. And, you know, rightly so, it's affecting their daily lives in ways that, you know, a lot of these beltway scandals aren't.
It's amazing how many people don't care about the Jamie Lee Ross thing when you get away from the radio and you know,
But they are filling up their tanks, and they are going to the supermarket. They've, you know, got the cost of living in terms of especially housing, and those things affect their vote more. So, yes, the government had their reasons for putting taxes up on petrol. There's some very good reasons, but it's, you know, in the context of all these other parts of the petrol price going up, you know, foreign supply going up, the exchange rate and everything, there are people hurting. So she had to say no more. That's it. Yeah, we're not putting it up anymore. We're not taking any off. We're not, you know, answering National's demands to reduce taxes on petrol, but we're not going to put any more on.
Very quickly, Saudi Arabia. Do we join an international condemnation?
Yeah. I mean, the government has made some statements, and I think people are expecting, you know, leaders like Jacinda Ardern to be very forthright on this sort of thing. But of course, we trade with Saudi Arabia. So, you know, politicians, leaders have always got their eye on what could happen if we, you know, speak out too much.
Theresa May said that the UK will not will cancel any of the visas of those 15 Saudi Arabians if they have UK visas, and they won't ever be allowed into the country. And here's your invoice for $17 billion worth of arms.
Jeez. Exactly. So, yes.
What about how cold it was, that Saudi prince sort of, you know, shaking hands with Khashoggi's son?
It's repugnant. You know, it kind of does maybe put in context some of New Zealand politics, which is dirty, but it's not violent.
Hey, Bryce, thank you very much indeed. Nice to speak to you. Big week. We'll speak to you again soon. Thank you.
Cheers, Mikey.
You just heard a bit of political commentary.